This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with me, Andy Dorf, flying solo today. Mike, a little under the weather, so Dorf man coming at you on his own like I like to. Sometimes I get into preacher mode, so hey, it is what it is, and that's how we're going to start the day today, baby. NBA playoffs in full throttle. Obviously, New York Knicks, Indiana Pacers going at it. Great action here, because at the end of the day, the Indiana Pacers have made this thing a series. The Boston Celtics and the Cavaliers, Boston reclaims themselves there as they always do. And that's what I'm going to talk about when I talk about the Boston Celtics today, is the way that they respond to adversity seems to be better than most of the other teams in this league with how they respond to adversity. A team, though, that I will give some credit to is the Dallas Mavericks, who have now won two straight against OKC, and they have put themselves in a great position to get to the Western Conference Finals. Then we have one other team to talk about in the Western Conference, or two other teams, I should say. That's Minnesota and the Denver Nuggets. And I'll tell you what, Denver reasserted themselves after going down 0-2 at home. So, very interesting stuff going on in the NBA playoffs. A lot of interesting stuff going on in the NHL playoffs, which on the other side, I'll talk to my professor of sports, John Poulter, about what's going on there, as well as getting into some Major League Baseball. So just getting warmed up, just getting loose. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf flying solo. I'll be right back. Keep it close.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
It's your last chance to save on the perfect gift at Macy's Mother's Day sale. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take 25% off great gift ideas. Or shop specials like 30 to 65% off fine jewelry and 30 to 40% off pajamas from Charter Club and more. Plus, find beauty and fragrance gift sets from Lancôme, Coach, Carolina Herrera, and more. Give love today at Macy's Mother's Day sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorflon Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf flying solo today. So you can get at me a couple few different ways if you'd like. Call me, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on the X. It's Dorf on Sports there. Hit me up on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. Hit me up on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. And speaking of real, we got the real John Poulter with us, who is at 12, John Poulter on the X. And good morning, John. How are you?
Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. Flying solo. Somebody not feeling well today, so I ain't mad at them. But, you know, it is what it is. And you can't step up to the plate to talk sports with John and I ain't mad at you. I'm just going to give you a little hard time about it. But I do want to talk to you about, obviously, baseball and NHL hockey. And we might as well start with the hockey because at the end of the day, John, I say this all the time, but I truly, truly mean it. I'm watching more NHL hockey playoffs than I'm watching NBA playoffs because, quite frankly, it's a better watch. Like, every freaking game seems like it has the potential to go into overtime. Just amazing stuff what we're seeing on the ice, John.
Yeah, no question. I agree with you. The hockey playoffs are always fun. They tend to attract more viewers than the regular season games do, and I don't think that's any. I can't speak to basketball, but I can certainly speak to NFL football and Major League Baseball and say that it's pretty much the same when those two sports get to their postseasons. There's a few casual fans throughout the season become serious fans once the playoffs start. Hockey's no different, but to your point, with one or two exceptions, just about every game in every series has looked like a potential overtime game, perhaps even settled late in the third period or clinched late in the third period with an empty net goal or two. And, you know, we saw that last night, Dallas 4-1 over Colorado, and that was really a 2-1 game because the last two goals were into an empty net when the goaltender was on the bench. So it's exciting and fun times, and, you know, we've seen this constant flip-flop between home teams winning and road teams winning, and I think when I looked at it this morning that we were right even at 500, 28 wins for the home teams and 28 wins for the road teams in the 56 games we've played so far this season.
Yeah, that's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're talking NHL hockey, and it's always interesting because I always bring that up to you. I'm like, is is home ice a big advantage anymore? You know, because in the NBA, it doesn't seem necessarily like home court advantage means as much. When Denver loses the first two to Minnesota, then they go to Minnesota and they win the first game in Minnesota. So nobody's been able to win on their home floor. What do you attribute that to, John? Because at the end of the day, home ice used to mean something. Home court in basketball used to mean something. Home field in football used to mean something. Why is it meaning less and less these days?
Well, looking at hockey specifically, and you know, I think I've mentioned this before, that to me, there's two big factors here. One is the fact that almost all of the arenas now are built, I'm not going to say in a cookie-cutter fashion, but most of the arenas are up to the same specifications. The ice size is the same. You don't have odd places like we used to have at the Boston Garden and places like that. So teams are just as familiar with an opposing rink as they are their own. Now, there's a couple of exceptions. That winning goal in Game 7 for Boston last week, to me, was clearly something that the Bruins knew that there was a funny bounce out of that corner. But that's a one-off. To me, most of these arenas are the same. The lighting is the same. The dressing room conditions are the same. There's no more of this old situation where, you know, you go into the Boston Garden in May and they turn off the air conditioning in the visitor's dressing room and that kind of stuff. That doesn't happen anymore. So it has become much more of an even playing field. And the second issue is there's so much video out there now and so many people watching other teams, feeding back information to the teams that they work for. I don't think there's any surprises now when teams go into a series. It used to be that if you hadn't seen the Bruins in 4 or 5 weeks, you didn't have much video on them, you didn't know how they played against other teams, but now you've got a guy out there watching them for 5, 6, 7 games before your series. You've got a ton of video at your disposal. I think it's just a lot easier, and you've got more coaches, of course, to analyze that video. I think it's just a whole lot easier to know what your opponent is up to.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, joining me today here and obviously talking NHL hockey at the moment, playoffs more importantly. And looking at the series now, the Rangers up 3-1 after the Hurricanes were able to, like you were talking about, late in the third period, they scored that goal to catapult themselves to not being swept by the Rangers. And the Rangers seem to really be clicking right now, John. Is there any chance that the Hurricanes could turn this thing around, or do you think they go back to New York and it's over?
I'm not sure it's over in Game 5, but I don't think the Hurricanes come back and win 4 in a row. I just don't think the Rangers are going to let their guard down that much. You know, the Rangers won the President's Trophy. They won their first 7 playoff games. There's a reason a team wins 7 straight playoff games to open their season. The one caution I would have here is that the Rangers won the President's Trophy, and I don't know the exact year, but it's been quite a few years since a team that won the President's Trophy won the Stanley Cup. It seems like it's a little bit of a curse. So, you know, we saw that last year with the Boston Bruins. They ran away with the President's Trophy, and then they lost in the first round of the playoffs to the Florida Panthers. So I got a feeling that this is going to be a longer series than 5 games, but maybe last night was the wake-up call that the Rangers needed. But, you know, looking at those 4 games, they're all one-goal games. 2-4-3 games in New York, a 3-2 game in Game 3 in Carolina, and a 4-3 game in Carolina on Saturday night. So these teams are pretty even when you look at the goals scored and goals against. I think Carolina's goaltending is not as strong as the Rangers.
Yeah.
Shesternov has been outstanding. I saw a stat last night that he has been in 30 straight playoff games where he has given up 3 goals or less. And that generally means that you're going to win. On the other hand, I was puzzled with the Carolina series and Carolina goaltending, and I've seen more of that series than the other simply because of the time factor. The game's obviously starting at 7 o'clock here in the East. I was puzzled why the Carolina Hurricanes would rest their number one goaltender on Thursday night, Frederik Andersen. They rested him because, quote, he needed rest. They hadn't played since Tuesday. They wouldn't play again till Saturday. They were down 2-0. They were coming home, and they sit out their number one goaltender because he needs rest. He came back last night, played reasonably well. I have to wonder just how strong their goaltending is when they have to make a move like that.
Yeah, no, good point. And at the end of the day, hot goaltending is usually comes in really handy in the postseason.
It's your best asset. It's like starting pitching in the Major League Baseball postseason.
Yeah, last line of defense at the end of the day, and you know whoever gets hot, that they've got a great thing going for them. Stars and Avalanche. I think we think this is going to be a war of a series. Stars on top right now. Dallas on top right now, 2-1. Avalanche go down at home on Saturday. How do you see this one, Shay? Like I asked you in the beginning of the playoffs, where I stated that I thought that the Stars might be the most complete hockey team out there. I still feel that way, and I think they get by the Avalanche too, John.
I think you're right when you say that's going to be a war. That's going to be six or seven games. The first game, Dallas looked like they were going to run away with it. They were up 3-0 after the first period. Colorado came back and tied it, won in overtime. Game two was pretty tight, and quite frankly, I think it turned when Jamie Benn hit Devon Taves behind the net. I thought it was a headshot. I thought it should have been a penalty, and I'm a neutral observer. I don't have any skin in the game for either team, but I was surprised that he wasn't penalized for that. It seemed to get Colorado to let their guard down, and Colorado made two or three mental mistakes that a team of that quality generally doesn't make. There was a couple of delay of game penalties by flipping the puck out over the glass that, to me, were unintentional. There were a couple of silly penalties. Dallas took advantage of all of that, and Dallas ended up winning the second game to tie the series. I thought that kind of turned the tide in that game, and then Saturday night, it was a 2-1 game until two empty net goals the last minute and a half of the third period. So series is far from over, but clearly now there's pressure on Colorado to win game four on Monday night in Denver.
Most definitely. Yeah, most definitely. I do want to talk Panthers and Bruins, and I want to get into the Canucks and Oilers because that's cool to see that battle between Canada. But we obviously got to take a break, so when we do get back on the other side, we'll finish our hockey wrap, and then we'll get into some Major League Baseball. Keep it close, everybody. He's John Poulter. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline ticket, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Everybody, welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf flying solo. However, talking to my professor of sports, John Poulter, right now, comes to me all the way from Toronto, Canada. So quite naturally, we're going to talk NHL hockey, and more importantly, we're talking NHL hockey playoffs. It's, in my opinion, people, the best playoff to be watching. Every game is so intense and just awesome, because at the end of the day, they all could go into overtime, and then you get extra hockey, and you watch guys throw their bodies out on the line even longer. So it to me, it's the best. It really is. Panthers and Bruins, they're in a good one right now, sort of. The Panthers have been able to kind of assert themselves, and you know, you mentioned earlier, John, that the Panthers took them out last year in the first round. Well, they got them in the second round this year, and I still like the Panthers to take them out, John. What say you?
I don't disagree. The difference this year is that Florida has home ice advantage because they were the first place team in the division. Last year it was the other way around. The Bruins had that magnificent regular season. We talked in the last segment about the excitement of playoff hockey and the potential for a lot of games to go into overtime. Well, this is the series that's totally outside of that box. Two games have been won by 4 goals. One game has been won by 5 goals. So, you know, these two teams are teams that don't like each other. They've got a very strong rivalry over the last few years. There's some bad feelings between these two teams. You can see that just with the pushing and the shoving and the late hits and all of the riffraff when the whistles are blown. I suspect we're looking at some kind of an explosion in this series before it's over, but once again, I think Boston now is in the same situation that Colorado is, that they're down 2-1 at home, and that fourth game in their home building, which is tonight at 6:30 Eastern Time, that's a must-win game for the Boston Bruins. I don't think they want to go to Miami down 3-1. It's a long road back against a team like the Florida Panthers when you're up, when you're down 3-1, and you're looking at a goaltender like Bobrovsky, because he seems to, in the last few years anyway, has stepped up big time in the postseason, and he carried them through a couple of series last year, specifically the Boston series and the Toronto series. So that's going to be a tough road to hoe for the Bruins, and I'm wondering when we're going to get a close game in that series, and maybe it's going to be tonight. I think a lot of it will depend on who gets the first goal. If the Bruins can get the first goal and get the crowd back in the game, I think it's a tight game. If the Panthers get the first goal, I think the Bruins sit back and say, oh no, not again, and it becomes a bit of a struggle for them.
Yeah, what would you attribute the Boston struggles in the postseason to in general? When you think about, you know, last season, how good they were, this season, you know, not as good, obviously, but at the same time, a very good quality team. But when it comes to the postseason, they seem to falter and they fail. Why is that?
I don't know. I think you could probably ask the Atlanta Braves the very same question. You know, a team that's dominated the regular season for the last few years in the Bruins, certainly their division in the regular season, and then, you know, they were very, very lucky in my, I mean, I say this through very biased eyes, but I thought they were quite fortunate to beat the Maple Leafs in, it took them overtime in 7 games, and it took them overtime in 7 games against a team that had one or two of its best players out for 4 or 5 of those 7 games. So the Bruins were not world dominators in those first few games. They were up 3-1, and they let it get to overtime in Game 7. If I'm the Bruins management or Jim Montgomery, their head coach, I'm a little concerned about that, and I'm really concerned about the fact that I'm at home and I'm down 2-1, and if I don't win Game 4, I got to go to Florida and look at Bobrovsky. I think if the Bruins can't win tonight, it might be the last game in Boston this season.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think the Panthers are going to win that series. Okay, Canucks and Oilers. Let's get this one in here, too. And I'm going to ask you now, since we're probably going to take this all the way to the end of the segment, do you have a few more minutes to share with me on the other side? And we will talk some Major League Baseball at that point, if that's okay.
That's fine with me.
All right, cool. So Canucks and Oilers, this has got to mean a little bit more to you, John. It just has to, right? Like, this is a battle of Canada. So 1-1 right now, and quite frankly, I would almost say that I think the Oilers could be up 2-0. Didn't the Canucks come back the other day where they hadn't scored? They were down 3-0 or something like that, and then they came back and scored. Was that in the first period, all 3-0?
I'm not sure if it was in the first period, but the Oilers were up very quickly in Game 1, and I think they were up 3-1 or 4-1, and Vancouver ended up winning it 5-4 with a late goal from Miller. The second game went into overtime, but once again, you know, here we are with two games in that series, because they're a little bit behind everybody because the Western Conference was late. And not only was it late, the Dallas-Vegas game was the last. Dallas-Vegas series was the last one to be completed, and home ice depended on what happened in that series. And Dallas had arena problems for scheduling, so they couldn't really schedule anything until they knew who the participants were. So Edmonton and Vancouver got started a little bit late, so they're going to play Game 3 Sunday night. That's an interesting series because both of those games have been one-goal games again. And, you know, once again, now you got to think Edmonton's in the driver's seat because they're tied and they're going home where they played very well. But Edmonton is not a strong team defensively. Stuart Skinner is a very hot and cold goaltender. You really never know what you're going to get from him. If he comes out and plays lights out, I can see Edmonton winning quite easily. If he comes out and struggles, I can see Vancouver coming back. I mean, Vancouver's a very strong team. They led the Pacific Division all season. I don't think there's much to choose between those teams. And this is one of those times when I wish I lived more in a Western time zone than an Eastern time zone, because these games coming on at 9:30 and 10 o'clock at night, they're tough to watch when you're still trying to watch it at 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning.
No, I can definitely relate to that, and that's why it's kind of lucky where I live, because we're, you know, that game will be the first game is at 3:30 for me, the second game is at 6:30, right? So I can watch those, and I can get to bed at a regular hour. So in this series, do you have a team that you're pulling for? Like, do you want the Canucks or do you want the Oilers?
I don't really have any skin in the game with either team, to be very honest with you. You know, these teams are built differently. Edmonton is built very much like the Maple Leafs are. They've got a core three or four. They're all forwards, and they're all big-time stars, and they try to outscore everybody, and we know that that's generally not successful in the playoffs. Vancouver's been down for a number of years. They've had an excellent season. I think Rick Tocchet has really turned that team around, so I'm sort of divided on this one, and the fact that they're both Canadian teams just divides me even more. And I just wish that they were the 6:30 game tonight rather than the 9:30 game. It would make it a lot easier for me.
Yeah, no, I can understand that. So 1-1 there, 2-1 for the Panthers over the Bruins. How many games do you think both of these series wind up going?
Well, I think Edmonton and Vancouver is probably 6, maybe 7. It's going to be a long series. I don't think there's much to choose between those two teams, and we've seen that home ice is not a huge advantage. I think the Panthers do it probably in 5 games. It might go to 6, but I would never be surprised if the Panthers did it in 5. Again, I go back to the comment I made earlier about the first goal in the Sunday night game is going to be key. If the Bruins get it, the fans in Boston get into the game, the Bruins can play their game, which is basically check tightly, take their chances when they come, promote those chances, lean on their goaltending. If Florida gets it, I think a little bit more panic sets in the back of the minds of the Boston Bruins, and they look at this and say, oh no, here we go again. We saw it last year in the Florida Panther-Boston series. We saw it this year in the Boston-Toronto series, and I think if Florida gets that first goal tonight, that's got to be in the back of the Bruins players' minds.
Looking at some of the numbers, John, this is kind of interesting to me, and I just want to get your take on it. So I'm looking ahead to Monday night's games, right? And that's the Hurricanes and Rangers, and it's the Stars and the Avalanche. And I'm looking at the gambling numbers. I don't partake in this, but there's something that's interesting to me that I'm looking at. Carolina is minus 115, and the Rangers are minus 105. That to me sounds like the money is actually right now on the Hurricanes in that one, and it feels like they're kind of playing with the public a little bit. The Stars and the Avalanche, this is also intriguing to me. Dallas is plus 115, and Colorado is minus 135. Obviously going home, playing on their home ice. That one makes a little bit more sense to me. Are those numbers interesting to you? Just real quick, John, in about 15, 20 seconds?
Not something I either follow or understand, Andy, so probably unfair of me to comment, but I think this goes back to the lack of home ice advantage. I think that's what keeps the lines very close.
Okay, sounds good. John Poulter, my professor of sports. We're talking NHL hockey. On the other side, we're going to shift gears. We're talking Major League Baseball. Keep it close, everybody. John Poulter, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan?
Total.
At an amazing price?
Total.
With no contracts?
Total.
Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente!
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf hanging out with John Poulter, my professor of sports. We just got done going through NHL hockey playoffs. And honestly, if you people aren't watching, you should be, okay? Because it is absolutely fantastic watching NHL hockey. I've even got Katie watching NHL hockey with me, John, if you can believe it. And sometimes she's enjoying it, sometimes she's not, and you know what though, she's going through the motions with me, and that's all that I care about. So and by the way, speaking of that, happy Mother's Day to all the great mothers out there. I not my mom, but Katie is my girlfriend, and I see the way that she's raised her boys, done a great job, and I have nothing but admiration for her and every other great mom out there. So unfortunately, I don't have my mom with me today. She passed away a few years ago, and I always remember this being a very, very special time for me, because it was one of the last suppers, as you would say, with me and my parents, because they would go back to Wisconsin for the summer. And this was one of the last times I would get to see them. And it just brings back good memories to me for the most part. So, John, let's get into some Major League Baseball. And as we move across the diamond and we take a look at who is leading the league right now, the Philadelphia Phillies, if I'm not mistaken, have the most wins in all of baseball. The Dodgers are right there, who, by the way, I told you maybe last week I could feel the mojo starting from them, and now they've got themselves a 6.5 game lead over the San Diego Padres, and it'll wind up being how many games do the Dodgers win that division by, more so than anything. But looking across the league, 28 wins is the most. Baltimore with 26, the Yankees with 26, Cleveland at 24. I believe that's the same place my Milwaukee Brewers are at, and they're leading the division one game, a game and a half ahead of the Cubs. But 28 wins right now seems to be the bar being set in Major League Baseball. So, kind of surprising, kind of shocking, but at the end of the day, John, I think the word I'm looking for right now is parity, because I'm not seeing anybody necessarily being like world beaters in Major League Baseball so far.
Well, I would tend to agree with you because I don't think that the Philadelphia Phillies are going to play 700 ball for the whole season, and at 28-12, that's exactly what they're doing. You talked about the 24-win teams, and I think one team we should include in that is the Atlanta Braves. I believe they're 24-12, so they're two games behind the Phillies with a couple of games in hand. But yet, to your point, there's nobody really running away with anything. The Phillies are playing 700 ball, but they're only two games up on the Braves. The Dodgers, 27-14, they're 6.5 up on the Padres. I guess that's no real surprise given the payroll and the talent that the Dodgers have. I just don't see them. I don't see them winning the 110, 112 games that some people are projecting. This stuff always seems to what goes around comes around, and I don't think the Dodgers pitching staff is all of that strong. They're a great team. They've got some great hitters. They're going to score a ton of runs, but I think they're going to give up a ton of runs, too. I mean, looking at the standings here, they're plus 78. So I guess to be plus 78 after 41 games, that's pretty good. But, I don't see the Phillies playing 700 ball for the whole season. And there's other teams that are playing poorly that I just don't see playing at that level all season as well. And you often say it's a marathon, it's not a sprint. We're about 25% of the way through the season, so we pretty well know what we're going to get. You and I have always worked on the basis that by Memorial Day or the end of May, we have a pretty good handle on what each team is doing and where they're heading, and I don't think this year is going to be any different. I just think the numbers will squish a little bit, and the really positive numbers will come back a little bit. The really negative numbers will come up a little bit. We're even starting to see that with the White Sox. I mean, they had such a horrendous start, but all of a sudden they've won their last four games. So they're obviously not going to win that division, but I think they're going to have some say in who does.
Yeah, it's interesting when you just look around Major League Baseball right now. The Orioles have continued to play solid baseball from last season. They are maintaining a 1.5-game lead over the Yankees right now. Boston, distant, you know, a little bit more distant there, 6.5 games back. The Rays are 7 games back. And then your Toronto Blue Jays are 8.5 back and under 500, the only team under 500 in that division. What's going on with the Rays, who were so good last year? What's going on with the Toronto Blue Jays, who were in the mix last year? So, like, that doesn't make sense to me right now, John.
Well, looking at the Tampa situation first, and I had not seen a lot of Tampa games, so I'm sort of looking at this through a very small sample size. They didn't get off to a very good start, and I really don't know why, because we always know that Tampa is going to come back and get into these races because they're so good at signing and developing pitchers. And, you know, pitching is so much of the game, you got to figure that they will be in there. The Blue Jays are an absolute mess. I can't use another word to describe them other than to say that they're a mess. They've got all of these players that are supposedly great hitters, and I'm talking about guys like Springer, I'm talking about Guerrero, I'm talking about Bichette. These guys are supposed to be delivering, and Guerrero had 4 hits yesterday, but other than that, he's been pretty ordinary. Yesterday, they got down 7-1 to the Twins in the 3rd inning, I believe, perhaps the 4th, but I think it was the 3rd. And ended up coming back and winning 10-8. You can't do that every night. You're not going to get that kind of hitting every night. The other team's pitching isn't going to fold that quickly every night. There's some major problems with the Blue Jays. Yes, they've had some injuries, but essentially their best players haven't been their best players. And baseball is like every other sport. When your top guys aren't producing, the rest of the team has to pick it up, and sometimes they can, but most times they can't. And the Blue Jays are playing in a very tough division. Baltimore and the Yankees. I'm going to exclude the Red Sox here because, quite frankly, I don't think the Red Sox are a 500 team. I think we'll see them tail off over the course of the next 100 games. But at the end of the day, Blue Jays are below 500, not playing well, deservedly below 500, and deservedly in last place in a very tough division. So they've got a bit of a soft spot in the schedule coming up. I believe they've got 3 series in a row that are 2 against the White Sox and 1 against the Tigers. If they could maybe win 8 of those 9 games, and I'm stretching when I say maybe could win 8 of those 9 games because you've got to score runs to win and they're not scoring runs, maybe they get back into it. But if they have 3 bad series against those 2 teams, which are, to me, are not very strong teams, I think we've got a serious problem with the Blue Jays, and I think it needs to be addressed in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, that loss column right now is 21, Baltimore at 12. Do the math real quickly. That's 9 games, and then obviously they're a little behind them with how many games they've won as well. So I'll be interested to see what happens after the next couple 3 series like you're talking about, because that could help them out tremendously, and we'll see if they can take advantage of that. Speaking of taking advantage, the Cleveland Guardians leading that division right now, Minnesota on their heels, and same with the Royals on their heels. How long do the Royals last there? And I think Minnesota will be – I think they're going to be there, but they got off to such a bad start. Then they had that 12-game win streak or whatever it was, and now they've lost one. But that's okay when you're back in the mix here. So – I'm assuming it's going to be Cleveland and Minnesota battling this thing out, but how long does Kansas City stick around?
I don't think Kansas City sticks around a long time, but Kansas City has the advantage that they might be barely better than Detroit, and they're certainly better than the White Sox. So Kansas City probably is a third-place team. They started out exceedingly strong. They were a much better team than we thought they were going to be, although we had seen signs over the last couple of years that they were improving, and they've had 2 or 3 really strong spring trainings in the last 2 or 3 years. So they're making good progress. They're signing players that know how to win, which is a big issue. I think the Twins, the Twins got off to that terrible start, as you mentioned. Then they won 12 in a row, but they won 12 in a row, and they were still two or three games behind the Guardians. Twins are in Toronto this weekend. Friday night they played very, very well, but the Blue Jays didn't score any runs, so the Twins only had to play mediocre baseball to win, and they played very good baseball. Their pitching was very strong. They ended up beating the Blue Jays in a one-run game. So the Twins are going to be there. I think the Twins are probably a better team than Cleveland, but of course injuries are such a big factor, and I don't think either of those teams is overly deep in terms of roster talent and bench strength. So I think a lot of it's going to depend on how healthy everybody stays. But, you know, when you look at a couple of teams that are only a half a game behind Cleveland, 2 months into the season, that's a pretty tight race.
Yeah, it is. John Poulter, my professor of sports, we're talking Major League Baseball at this moment. Texas Rangers leading their division right now by a half a game over Seattle. This division, you talked about the Toronto Blue Jays being a mess. I think the American League West is a mess. What say you?
Yeah, it's a funny division. You know, I mean, would we have said in the spring that we thought that the Oakland A's would be 19 and 22 at this time of the year, and I think they had an 8 or 9 game winning streak broken during the week. We know the Angels are a mess. The Astros have been a huge disappointment. I mean, the Angels were a mess before the season started, and now they've lost Trout for the best part of the season. Texas is, a little bit of an unknown because they've still got, in Scherzer and DeGrom, they've still got a couple of game breakers that may come back and may do something for them if they come back healthy. The Mariners are an interesting team, too, because they started out badly. Then they went on a streak. They're 2 games over 500. But, you know, their games are all low-scoring. Look at their runs scored and their runs against. They've in 21 and 19, in 40 games, they've scored 148 runs, but they've given up 146. I think 146 is, Kansas City is now the lowest at 143. But they're at the high end in terms of playing good defensive baseball. So if Seattle could ever get their bats going, they could take off really quickly. They could give the Rangers a good ride for their money. I can't recall whether Texas and Seattle have actually played a series or not this year, but clearly they're going to play a lot of baseball during the season because they're in the same division. And maybe it'll become a situation like it did last year where they had 7 of the last 10 games in each team's season were against each other, and that was great baseball to watch.
All right, real quickly, because we've only got about a minute, maybe a minute and a half left. We talked about the East in the National League a little bit with Phillies and the Braves, and we talked a little bit about the West with the Dodgers and about how many games they're going to wind up winning that thing by. The Central is going to be fun all year. We've already talked about that. Brewers lead over the Cubs. I'm finding it hard to understand how the Brewers are doing it. I'll just honest with you, John. I know they're winning the tight games. I know they're winning the games where they're winning by a lot or whatever. But at the end of the day, I look at the stats around the league, and they don't have top guys really in any of those categories. They've got a couple guys, a guy that's hitting well, Contreras, and then also a guy that's stealing base as well. How are the Brewers doing this?
Well, I think the best way to answer that, Andy, is to say that it's a team game, and the sum of the parts is bigger than the sum of the individuals. I think they're playing good baseball. They're a game and a half up on the Cubs. They've scored 200 runs. They've only given up 164, so they're clearly playing very well. And if they can win like that without guys like Yelich in the lineup, I think things look good for them.
I agree. Hey, John, awesome stuff. I appreciate you taking a little extra time with me today, and have an awesome day.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, Andy. Take care, and we'll chat next week.
Sounds great. John Poulter, my professor of sports, breaking down NHL hockey and Major League Baseball like nobody's business, man. I got to take a break and wrap up the hour. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with me, Andy Dorf. Just got done talking to my professor of sports, John Poulter. We talked a lot about Major League Baseball and NHL hockey, and I'm just going to go back and say it one more time for you people, just in case you're not listening well enough. The NHL playoffs are just amazing. They truly are amazing. I encourage people to check it out. I'm not even the world's biggest hockey guy. I'll be honest with you. I'm a basketball guy. I love talking hoops. I love watching hoops. I wanted to be a professional basketball player. One problem was I never grew. Like, I just wasn't tall enough. Couldn't do it. I could play. I was a good player. Don't get me wrong. But at the end of the day, you got to be 6 feet plus, most likely, unless you're Muggsy Bogues or Spud Webb, and you get real lucky. The NHL playoffs are absolutely on fire, people. Okay, they're on fire. They're so fun to watch. You never know what's going to happen. Home ice doesn't mean that much. It's truly the best playoff of them all. And I'm not. My first love is not hockey. That's what I'm trying to tell you, people. But when it comes to playoffs, I am a huge, huge fan of what I see when it comes to NHL playoff hockey, because most of the games are tight. Yes, we've had a few that they run away with it here and there. 6-1, the Panthers won the other day or whatever it is. But for the most part, they're so intense. There's so much drama. And most of the time, it's just a one-goal game. And it goes down to the wire. speaking of the wire, I know I'm down to the wire. It means hour one is in the books, hour two is on the horizon. And speaking of basketball, my first level, I'll definitely be talking a lot of NBA hoops this next hour. So keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back. Keep it close, y'all.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters. An extreme solar storm, the strongest in 20 years, happening across the U.S. and the world. Stunning pictures of auroras circulating right now on social media. Stunning colors in the sky as people look up and see the northern lights in states like Maine and Wisconsin. The northern lights in green, pink, and purple. Folks in the south, in the northern part of Florida, also able to see the show. Turning now to developments in the Middle East. The Israeli military ordering the immediate evacuation of certain neighborhoods in northern Gaza as it targets Hamas terrorists. 128 Israeli and American hostages still unaccounted for. They were kidnapped on October 7th. The Israeli cabinet approving an expansion of the military operation in Rafah. The U.S. rushing new shipments of weapons to Ukraine as Russia launching a new assault on various fronts, including the second largest city of Kharkiv. The Pentagon confirms that new $400 million aid package is on its way to Ukraine. It includes Patriot missiles and armored vehicles. Turning now to sports, basketball in the conference semifinals, Game 3, the Pacers beating the Knicks 111-106. Jalen Brunson says his lingering injury did not affect his play, and if he was seriously hurt, he would sit it out.
If I'm out there, I'm playing, and there's no excuse whether I'm hurting or not. If I'm hurting, I'll come out.
Here's Pacers head coach Rick Carlisle on how his team handled Brunson.
You know, the idea was just change the matchup, get a little more size. And Aaron did as good a job, I think, as you can possibly do. It's just, you know, Brunson's so good. I mean, he's the best scorer in the playoffs.
The Knicks lead the series 2-1, game 4 tomorrow afternoon at 3:30. On the ice, the Hurricanes hosting the New York Rangers tonight at 7 o'clock. The Rangers leading the series 3-0. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month. And that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Another week of former President Trump's hush money trial in New York City in the books, and the end is in sight, USA's John Schaefer reports.
Donald Trump is denouncing his hush money trial as a sham.
This all comes out of Washington. It's to damage crooked Joe Biden's political opponent, happens to be me.
The jury might soon begin deliberating as the prosecution informed the judge of their intention to call just two more witnesses. They say they could wrap up their case by the end of next week.
Anti-Israel, pro-Palestinian protesters continue to occupy college campuses across the country in a well-coordinated effort to disrupt graduations. At the State University of New York in Westchester, more than 100 members of the New Paltz faculty have signed a letter criticizing the school's president. USA's Dave Dave Collins on the story.
They claim President Daryl Wheeler and law enforcement didn't act appropriately when trying to break up a large group of pro-Palestinian protesters on campus last week. The faculty members are also demanding Wheeler be removed from his position.
Turning now to business news, McDonald's hoping to lure customers back who've been priced out. The fast food giant reportedly launching a $5 meal. Bloomberg reporting the affordable menu offering may include either a McChicken or a McDouble along with fries and a drink. Unclear when this deal will launch and at which locations. McDonald's has more than 13,000 stores here in the U.S. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with me, Andy Dorf, flying solo. So hour one in the books, hour two is right now. I'm going to talk a ton of NBA basketball as we are down to the semifinals in each of the East and Western Conference. I did talk a lot about the NHL playoffs. I talked a lot about Major League Baseball in the hour number one. And this hour is about the NBA for the most part. I might mix in a little bit of the NFL because that's always king and we can always talk NFL. And by the way, speaking of NFL, I happened to check out the Tom Brady roast last night. It was actually pretty freaking good. It was awesome. It was actually really good. Some really, really funny people there. Tom was such a gentleman about how he handled the stuff that people were throwing at him and did it with class and dignity and character like he does everything. And quite frankly, man, I bet you the guy could still go out there and play football. It's crazy, but I bet you he could. He looks fantastic. He really does. He looks great. So, yeah, a lot on my mind about the sports world. And believe me, I'm going to dive into it like crazy. And we're going to talk about the Knicks and the Pacers going at it. We're going to talk about Dallas and OKC. We're going to talk about Minnesota and Denver and what's going on with Joker and all that stuff. And Murray, who found himself in Game 3, quite frankly, big time in Game 3. Hasn't been playing very well, but they seem to be figuring things out a little bit. All right, we got to take a pause for the cause, and we'll get back to it on the other side. I'll get into the NBA. Keep it close right here. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan?
Totalmente.
at an amazing price with no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely. Totalmente. Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
It's your last chance to save on the perfect gift at Macy's Mother's Day sale. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take 25% off great gift ideas. Or shop specials like 30 to 65% off fine jewelry and 30 to 40% off pajamas from Charter Club and more. Plus, find beauty and fragrance gift sets from Lancôme, Coach, Carolina Herrera, and more. Give love today at Macy's Mother's Day sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
All righty, welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with me, Andy Dorf, flying solo today. So I go into preacher mode when I go solo, which is awesome because at the end of the day, sometimes I like to preach to people about what I think about the sports world. By the way, you can get at me a couple different ways. You can call me 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. You can always hit me up on the X, Dorf on Sports. You can hit me up on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports. You can hit me up on IG. It's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right. So I want to talk about something real, and I think it's Jalen Brunson and Tyrese Halliburton and the rivalry that is brewing between those two guys and the Indiana Pacers and the New York Knicks, who the series now is 2-1 in favor of the Knicks. And the Knicks are dropping like flies, by the way. It's kind of crazy. So Robinson out, OG out. They've got some issues, and they're obviously really, really asking a ton of Jalen Brunson, DiVincenzo, and Hart. And those three guys they've stepped up to every challenge, like for real. I'll give them their flowers because at the end of the day, they've done a great job thus far in the postseason. I do want to address this before I get too deep into the Indiana Pacers and the New York Knicks and talk about that series a little bit. Coach Bud, back in the mix in Phoenix, Arizona, 5-year deal for $50 million. Not bad. Not bad at all. And here's the deal. I am going to be so interested to see how this all plays out, because when I think about it, I'm telling you what's going to happen, and I'm going to tell you what's going to happen before it happens. Bud is going to win a lot of games for the Phoenix Suns. Okay. It goes without saying. They're going to win a boatload of games. He's done that. That's his track record. But when it comes to the postseason, I think the failures are going to continue. Look, I always thought of Coach Bud when he was with the Milwaukee Bucks as a one-trick pony. He's had some time, like, to sit out and not be coaching, at least for this season, right? So maybe, just maybe, he can go about things in a different way. But I'm going to say that I don't believe so. And I think that ultimately he is who he is. He's a great regular season coach. And when it comes to the postseason, more often than not, failure is what's going to happen there. And here's what really intrigues me about this situation. He's got older guys, just like he had with the Milwaukee Bucks. He's got Kevin Durant, who is extremely vocal about what he likes and what he doesn't like. Oh, let me remind you people, too. Let me remind you of something. Frank Vogel, the coach who they just let go. And by the way, the Suns are paying three dudes like $90 million over the next 5 years that aren't even working for them. Okay, so just let that marinate in the brain for a moment. But here's where I want to go, because I'm here in Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm listening to the reports and I'm seeing what they say and I'm hearing what they say about Coach Bud, and Coach Bud comes in with championship pedigree. Let me remind you people really quickly. Let me remind you something. Coach Frank Vogel also won a championship for the Los Angeles Lakers. Did that do him any damn good here in Phoenix, Arizona? No, it didn't. And here's my point. If Kevin Durant turns on you throughout your coaching tenure in Phoenix, it is not going to wind up well for that particular coach, as we have seen time in and time again. Bradley Beal was a bad move, okay? Like, it was a bad move, people. And what Ishbia has done with the Phoenix Suns, in my humble opinion, he has crippled these guys with the moves that he has made. And I don't think that whoever comes in to coach this team is coming into a great situation. That's just how I feel because of what I've seen. So when you think about this hire and you say to yourself, well, they're bringing in a championship pedigree coach. They just had one, people. They just had one. And then they got ousted in four games by the Minnesota Timberwolves, who are playing absolutely fantastic basketball. You make a move like this because allegedly he had lost the locker room. And he lost the locker room because guys like Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, and Devin Booker didn't want to play for this guy. I don't know, man. I don't know. All I'm saying is this. You had a pedigree, a coach that had that championship pedigree. He lasted 1 year. You're going to bring in Coach Bud and you're going to pay him $10 million a year? Sometimes sitting out is the best thing to do. Like, no joke. He sat out. He collected money from the Milwaukee Bucks. And now he's going to get even more money. Don't feel bad for Coach Bud. Like I said it last year when he got fired. Don't feel bad for people that get fired in this business. Because at the end of the day, they're probably going to wind up making more money the next time they get a job. And they didn't get the job done where they were. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. All right, I want to get into some of the X's and O's. Let's get back to the New York Knicks and the Indiana Pacers, who, by the way, will be playing later on today. It's 2-1 New York. Pacers win game three. I believe it was 111-106, 111-105, something like that, the other day. And I think this goes back to New York 2-2. I'll be honest with you. I think it goes back 2-2. The Knicks are being they are asking so much of Jalen Brunson. So much. And the guy, he steps up, he answers every question, and he's a really, really tough guard. He is tough. He's unstoppable at times, which is crazy to me because he's like 6'1". But he's lefty. He's crafty. He uses his body extremely well. And the New York Knicks are fun to watch. I will give them that. And here's the other thing I'm noticing with this series more than other series. The officiating has been absolutely atrocious. Atrocious, man. And that's the other part of this. When you're an NBA official, like you have a role in the games where you're supposed to just make the right calls. And when you have too much of an impact on a game as an official, I don't like that. I don't like it at all. Let the players decide what the hell is going to happen. So the other night when they called that blocking foul, and DiVincenzo did one of the best acting jobs I've ever seen. Makes sense. He's in New York. You're either a great actor in New York or you're a great actor in L.A., right? So DiVincenzo looked like he ran into a brick frickin' wall, and he falls over, and they called the offensive foul, not allowing the Pacers an opportunity. I don't know, man. Officials, you got to do a better job. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, do your job. Just call the game. Have nothing vested, nothing interested in the games, but going out there and calling a clean game. I hear the music. I got to take a pause for the cause. I will do that. I'll come back and I'll continue talking NBA hoops. I want to get into the Nuggets and Timberwolves. I want to get into all these because they're all intriguing at this moment in time. So keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008.
That's 800-211-6008.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got me, Andy Dorf, coming at you. You can get at me, by the way, 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. You want to talk to me about what I'm talking about, whatever's on your mind, it's always on my mind, so don't even worry about it. You can get at me on X, it's Dorf on Sports there. You can get at me on Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports there. And you can get at me on IG, it's The Real Dorf on Sports there. Talking Knicks, talking Pacers. I do believe that goes back to New York, all knotted up at 2-2. Think it's going to be a fun game. Think it's going to be up and down. That's the way the Pacers like to play. They like to play that helter-skelter, up and down kind of basketball. And you know what? The Knicks can do that with them just fine. Neither one of these teams seem to be great in the half court. So that's something to kind of watch for. I want to talk Nuggets and I want to talk T-Wolves because these are the two games that are happening today. And then we'll get into Monday night's action in a little while. Nuggets playing the T-Wolves. Nuggets really balled out in game three. And the T-Wolves had that game where I thought they would, quite frankly. Like, I'm talking to a bunch of Minnesota Timberwolves fans lately, and they're all very, very excited, which they should be, okay? They should be. Anthony Edwards is all that and a bag of chips. Dude is must-see, he's box office, whatever, however you want to slice it and dice it, okay? But they had been playing at such a high level that it was almost like everybody was crowning them and saying, oh, they're going to – a sweep is more likely than this game, this going seven. Well, the tide has turned now, quite frankly. It's turned a lot because nobody has been able to win on their home floor. It's bizarre, and I've talked about this earlier in the program with John Poulter about home ice not meaning as much as it used to. Well, I feel the same way about home court in the NBA. It's just not as important anymore. Because if you go out and you execute your game plan to perfection, you're probably going to have great results. The Timberwolves in games one and game two, they basically shut down the Joker-Murray pick-and-roll game. Jamal Murray was non-existent. Didn't have himself that great of games. Game three is when all that seemed to turn around. It was the Minnesota Timberwolves who were struggling to score the basketball, scoring 90 points. The Denver Nuggets score 117. That's a 27-point win. And the way that both of these teams have come out and played on each other's home court, in a way, it's been shocking to me. Like, how are you not up for that challenge at that moment? You know, that was the first time where the Timberwolves could have said, we're really going to flex our muscles. And we're really going to show these guys that we are here. We are right here and we are in your face. And we're going to take this series and we're going to go 3-0 on you. Well, it wasn't the case. Aaron Gordon played a very solid defensive game. Porter was hitting shots. Joker looked a lot more like himself with the 9 assists, 14 rebounds, and 24 points. That's more of a stat line that I'm used to seeing with Joker. Murray had himself one hell of a game where he has struggled, like I told you. But he had 24 points and creating for himself. He was a little banged up in games one and game two. It seemed to me like he got a lot healthier in game three. Will that continue? Because in order for Denver to have success in this postseason, Jamal Murray has to be that number two. Like, they have a Batman and Robin. He's got to be that Robin. Joker's got to be Batman. And Porter's got to do what he does. Gordon's got to do what he does. Brown's got to do what he does. Watson's got to do what he does. Jackson's got to do what he does. You get what I'm saying? It's a team effort, okay? And what they showed me in game three, it shows me that they're not ready to like be done. And I will be so impressed if they can come out and win game four. And on the other side of it, I'll be very impressed if Minnesota says, you know what? All right, we had our bad game. We had our stinker game. Nothing was going right. We got out of the gate slow, and we never found ourselves. But in game four, you got to find yourself. This is where you got to say, okay, we had a bad game. We're going to come out guns a-blazing. We're going to get after it defensively the same way we were in game one and game two. It's almost like Rudy Gobert came back and they got complacent, which should never happen. Should never happen, especially against the defending champions. Edwards has got to be better. He had a bad game. Like, I'm going to chalk it up. Like, I'm being dead serious. I'm going to chalk this up to the fact that I feel like Minnesota had a bad game. I feel like maybe they thought, oh, well, we got into this team so hard in game one and game two that they're afraid of us. They're not. They're not afraid of you. And I think game three should really, really reiterate that fact that they're not scared of you. They're the defending freaking champions, man. You're going to have to, what is that? You're going to have to knock them out. That's what you're going to have to do. Because at the end of the day, this goes through Denver until it doesn't go through Denver. So that's the kind of respect I have for the current NBA champs. You have to have that kind of respect. Because if you don't, then you get a game like game three. So, yeah, I think this is a huge, huge game for Minnesota. If Minnesota doesn't win this one, well, then the whole complexity of this series changes. And it changes in favor of the defending champs, if you ask me. So this game is huge. This game is this is the biggest game in Minnesota Timberwolves history. That's kind of where my head is at right now. This is the biggest game in Minnesota Timberwolves history. Because you have a shot to really stagger the defending champions, to have them on the ropes. To have them in a standing eight count, if you will. Because you will be one game away from going to the Western Conference Finals. So, like, this is huge. This might be their shot at getting to the Western Conference Finals and beyond. So that asks another question. Who's got more pressure on them in this basketball game? Is it the team at home looking to be up 3-1? Or is it the team that's on the road looking to knot this thing up at 2-2. Pressure busts pipes, y'all. Okay? It busts pipes. So what does it do to human beings on a basketball court? And that's the other part of this that I've yet to mention. Games one and game two, how frustrated were the Denver Nuggets? Extremely frustrated. That's what I'm telling you. Game three, that shifted. It shifted to the Minnesota Timberwolves being extremely frustrated and irritated. And you saw guys get technicals. You saw guys not being able to keep their cool. That is such a huge part of sports. It is so big to be able to go out there and handle yourself in a fashion when you're winning or losing to basically be the same. Mental toughness. That's what I'm talking about. And me being a tennis guy, mental toughness, in all honesty, it's the most important thing when you're talking about a tennis match. So I'm going to relate this to basketball and every other sport. You got to be mentally tough. So when you lose a ball game in the way that Minnesota lost game three, it's very similar to how they won game one and game two. But now you're on the other side of that coin or that equation. And you were the one that got pummeled in your own building. To me, this is put up or shut up, okay? Like, for real, it's put up or shut up time for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Great opportunity in front of you to put that fear and that doubt right back in the Denver Nuggets. All right, I got to take a pause for the cause. I hear the music behind me, so I'll do that. I'll come back, and I've got two other series to talk about, so I got to get that done in the final segment. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan?
Total.
At an amazing price?
Total.
With no contracts?
Total.
Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got me, Andy Dorf, coming at you. You could get at me if you like. 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. Hit me up on the X. It's Dorf on Sports. Hit me up on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports. Hit me up on IG. It's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, there's nothing more real than the way that the Boston Celtics handle their business after a loss. For real. Like, no joke. They usually do not lose twice in a row. And when they usually lose at home, which is crazy. I think over the past, whatever this run is for them over the last few years, something like 14-14 at home and something like 17-7 on the road. I don't know, man. Doesn't make a lot of sense. But what does make a lot of sense to me is the way that they handle their business. They lose, they get right back to the drawing board, and they usually figure out a way to fix the problem. And what I saw from them on Saturday, because they played a tremendous game for the most part. They won 106-93. Mavericks won, by the way, too. We'll talk about both of these series because I potentially could see Celtics and Mavericks in the final, like, obviously. But Celtics winning 106-93 against Cleveland, and the Mavericks win 105-101 over the Thunder. I want to go inside the numbers a little bit on the Celtics and the Cavaliers. Donovan Mitchell is playing fantastic, by the way. Dude is playing absolutely amazing. Needs some help. That's what I'm seeing there. He needs some help. Garland's got to be better. Mobley's got to be better. Okoro, I don't know what was going on with him. Couldn't make layups. Balls were going right through his hands. Struess didn't have one of his better shooting games. They're going to need him to shoot better, obviously. The bench has got to play well. This guy, Wade, he can hit shots. But, yeah, I look at that, and I it's all Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell is – he's legit, man. He is very, very good. Very good. But hard to beat a team when you're playing basically by yourself. And when is Jared Allen going to get back on the floor for them? Hasn't played in a while. They need a LeVert showing. LeVert had 15, by the way. He's steady, but they need him to go off. They need a lot of help to beat the Boston Celtics. That's basically what I'm trying to say. And remember, the Boston Celtics are playing without Porzingis right now. I don't think they need him to win this series either. Tatum goes for 33. Big rebounding night for him. Decent assists. Played an all-around fantastic game. Played 42 minutes, though. I don't know if he needs to play that many minutes. Something to kind of watch and just monitor a little bit. Jaylen Brown, very steady. Jrue Holiday played really well. That was the big thing for them, is they got a big game from Jrue Holiday. He's their fifth option. It's insane. He's their fifth option. What I am so impressed with, again, I'm going to reiterate this, is the way that the Boston Celtics handle themselves after a loss. They go out and they get that win the next time they have that opportunity. They don't usually falter for a couple of games in a row. You know, and I saw the quote from Jason Tatum the other day talking about how he says, everybody thinks we shouldn't lose. Based on what you guys did throughout the regular season, you were really good. You were just better than everybody else. And to think that they're not going to lose a game here or there, I think it's somewhat foolish. You know, some days you wake up and you get out of bed and you don't feel as good as you did the day before. Or you get out of bed and you feel excellent and you play great and, you know, the rest is history. But what I like about this Boston Celtic team is the way that they handle adversity. When they do lose, first and foremost, there's no panic. They don't panic about losing. And they don't get overly excited about winning either. I think it's because they're really on a mission. They're on a mission to win a championship and hang number 18 in their rafters. And when you see how this team has come together over the past couple, 3 years, they have been building towards greatness. They have been building toward winning an NBA championship. They had their ups, they had their downs, and now we look at them as the best team. So I think that we'd be shocked and or surprised if they don't have the ability to get to the NBA Finals and win this thing. Cleveland's standing in their way right now, and I don't fear that the Boston Celtics are in any trouble in this series. The only guy they've got to worry about is Donovan Mitchell. That's it. Whereas when you look at the Boston Celtics, you got to worry about Tatum. You got to worry about Drew Holiday, who can score. You got to worry about, obviously, Derek White, who can play. You've got to worry about Jaylen Brown. They just have so many pieces to their puzzle. And again, let me say this again. They're doing it without Porzingis right now. Hasn't played for 4 straight games. So I like the way that the Boston Celtics handle themselves, and I like the way that the Boston Celtics handle adversity. I truly think they handle adversity better than any other team in this league. And that's why you see the results that you see for them. Very hard to see them losing 2 games in a row. They're very consistent. So, yeah, I think the Boston Celtics are just fine. This is a big game for them coming up in the next game with the Cavaliers, because if the Cavaliers can knot it up at 2-2, well, then it becomes a best of 3. And they've actually struggled on their home floor. And they'll have 2 of the last 3 in Boston potentially. So just some food for thought. All right, let's talk Thunder and let's talk Mavericks, because I've only got a few minutes left to do that. I really like this Dallas Mavericks squad. I really do. The trades and the deals that they made at the deadline have all worked out extremely well. PJ Washington, he's that third wheel for them. That's what I've come to see the last couple of few games, is he's gotten going. Luka has been a little banged up. So Luka may not be 100%, but yet he's still out there playing 40 minutes. He's putting up 22 points. He had 5 assists. He had 15 rebounds. That's what I like about Luka. Luka's a great rebounding guard, man. Great rebounding guard. Makes sense. He's like 6'9". He and Kyrie together, though, this postseason, been really fun to watch. I got to give him that. Gafford can play. Jones, I like Jones, man. Jones can play. Jones can ball. Jones can flat out fly. He can jump out of the building, man. PJ Washington gives them great minutes. They got Hardaway coming off the bench. They got Lively, who I like. I love that kid. Lively is fun to watch, man. Active body. Really active body. I think that potentially the Dallas Mavericks and the Minnesota Timberwolves are the two best defensive teams in the West. So I think that would be a very intriguing matchup in the Western Conference Finals. Dallas leading 2-1 right now. Minnesota leading 2-1 right now. Huge games for both of these teams coming up. Huge. Because you can, like, get a stranglehold on the series, or you let the other team back in the series, like, one way or the other. Well, let's talk Oklahoma City Thunder for a moment. Shai Gilchrist has been unbelievable. I give this kid nothing but props. He's another good rebounder, by the way. He had 10 boards the other day. 31 points. Holmgren has been up and down. Chet's been up and down. Okay, like, he's been okay. He hasn't been great. He's been okay. Williams has been okay. Hasn't been great. Giddy, he's been okay. Hasn't been great. Louis Dort, he's been okay. Hasn't been great. Their guy is Gilchrist. Like, that's their guy. And I kind of think of them similar to the Cleveland Cavaliers in a weird way, where you got this one guy, you know, Donovan Mitchell for the Cleveland Cavaliers and Shai Gilchrist-Alexander for the Oklahoma City Thunder, who, like, everything revolves around them. Everything. I think in the postseason, you need multiple options. Like, that's – think about the New York Knicks. Jalen Brunson, DiVincenzo, Hart. These guys can all create for themselves and or other people. That's what Oklahoma City is missing. That's what the Dallas Mavericks have above them or better than them. They've got Kyrie who can come down and do it. They've got Luka who can come down and do it. PJ Washington can come down and do it. That's to me like Boston Celtics, another perfect example. They've got Tatum who can come down and do it. They've got Jaylen Brown. He can come down and do it. They've got Drew Holiday. He can come down and do it. They've got Derek White. He can come down. Like, you get my point. So many options. So versatile. Today's NBA is different, man. You need multiple options for guys that can create for themselves and or other people. The teams that do that the best, they're going to survive. So that to me, there's big advantages for certain teams. Boston has a big advantage over Cleveland because they have so many different guys and so much versatility. Dallas has versatility in that sense too. They've got an assassin in Kyrie that can just hit shots and make unbelievable plays. And they got Luka who can create for himself and he makes unbelievable shots. Boston Celtics, again, same thing for them. The New York Knicks, same thing for them. I feel like those are the four teams that are on a crash course. Minnesota, multiple guys that can do the work. All right, I hear the music, man. I got to get cutting myself off here so I can come back and do what I do. It's called a parting shot. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf, flying solo today on Mother's Day, which, by the way, again, there's going to be a shout-out to all the great mothers on the close for sure. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. For hanging out with me here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everybody, welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with me, Andy Dorf. Got to thank John Poulter. Did a whole hour with me for hour number one. We talked Major League Baseball. We talked NHL hockey. It was great stuff, and I appreciate him so, so much. Hour two, solo, Dorfman style. Love it. I kind of like being preacher mode, too. No joke. I have no problem coming out here and ripping it up on my own. I love it, actually. All right, so real quick before I get into parting shots, can always get at me a couple few different ways. You can obviously get at me on the X. It's Dorf on Sports there. You can get at me on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. And you can get at me on IG at The Real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, parting shots. First and foremost, to all the great mothers out there, happy Mother's Day. This day is dedicated to you. You are special. You mean so much to so many people. I speak from a place where my mom has passed away. Doesn't mean that I don't think about her basically every single day. I do. I think about her a lot. And I appreciate those great times that I had with my mom. And I think that as we move on through our lives, it is so important to appreciate, congratulate, and put those people in such a great place because they're so important in your life. So to all the great moms out there, happy Mother's Day. you have such an impact on people's lives, and you just don't even know how much you do. You do so much. All right, parting shot now for the sports world. Enjoy this day watching sports with your family, with your moms, and just embrace this opportunity to have a wonderful, wonderful day. For Robert, for John Poulter, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. I'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody. Have a great day.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.